The top editors at the New York Times have resigned. Executive Howell Raines and managing editor Gerald Boyd stepped down following intense criticism after the Jason Blair scandal. Blair was the reporter who was found to have plagiarized and fabricated dozens of stories in his four-year Times career. Joining me now is Jack Schaefer, who's been covering the story for the online magazine Slate. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Few people thought these two prominent editors would survive. You didn't. In fact, you started a countdown.
Right.
Why?
Well, I think that I've been watching the New York Times of Howell Raines and Gerald Boyd for some time, and I think that what has happened, neither the Blair episode or the Rick Bragg episode, in which Bragg was punished by his newspaper for putting a dateline on a newspaper that he had no right to and assigning a non-employee to do the lion's share of reporting for him. I don't think either one of these were fireable offenses or offenses for which Howell Raines and Gerald Boyd needed to leave the newspaper. But what it did do is it precipitated within the newsroom, it provided a catalyst for a very angry newsroom to talk back to the management and say, we don't like you, we don't like you, what you're doing with the newspaper, and we want things to change. And I think that over the 2 years that Raines has been editor, he's been providing a kind of shock therapy to a patient that has rejected the treatment. And the patient, of course, is the staff of the paper itself.
So do these guys have a choice, do you think?
These guys being who?
Being Raines and Boyd.
You know, that would be just some speculation on my part. I don't think that Howell Raines is any way a quitter. You know, the guru that he follows is Bear Bryant, who says, never quit, never give up. And so I can't imagine that if the only troubles at the Times are Blair, Bragg, and the sort of discontent within the newsroom, whether that would have been enough to prompt today's resignation. So I'm as flabbergasted as anybody, even though I predicted in some short order he would leave the paper.
Well, stepping in as interim director is a fellow you think is just as culpable as those leaving.
Well, culpable in that the parts of the offenses happened on his watch. But I don't think that Lilleveld would have needed to resign either. You know, at a news organization, whether it be NPR or the New York Times, employees get you in trouble. You make wrong decisions and go with stories that you shouldn't have. Fraud is committed at practically every news organization that's ever been has ever been published. And this is part and part of a parcel of our business. You know, so I don't think that. That yes, Lilleveld is culpable, but need not resign either.
So, what about the credibility of the New York Times?
You know, since this crisis sort of formed 3 weeks ago, I've noticed that a very reliable and very well reported New York Times arrives on my doorstep every morning, and I've found it just as credible as the newspaper that came in the months and weeks prior to that. So I think the credibility of the New York Times is pretty good. It's going to have to put up with being the punchline of jokes for the foreseeable future, but I think its credibility is intact.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jack Schaefer is editor-at-large for the online magazine Slate.